Daniel Shane of Shore Farm. Okay, so I didn't think we should start a new package just to clarify the Maim Chaim. In other words, we saw that the Pri Chodesh says that, like the Raivin, that Kedei Achilas Pras is the Shir even for Shtir. Even for Shtir. And that's how he's... But here, in the Tshuva's Sefer Maim Chaim, he says like the Rambam. That's what the Wunzer points out, that that's... that seems to be a steerer. Because this comes up a lot, you know, when you're drinking, a lot of times you're drinking and you don't, you know, you're drinking a soda. So you drink a little, you put it down, and you don't do a Kadesh Diyas Revius, right? So then, what if you hold like the Raivid that it's Kadesh Chilas Pras? So the question is, do you say, well, Sofei Brachas Lahakel? So don't say the Bar Nefoshes. Right, when you're drinking that water there, right, you're not guzzling, you're just having a little mezainis and then a little shtia, you know, a little shtia, you know. So the shaila is whether in the end of the day, are you going to make a brain of fashas or not? So the chayyadam, he quotes the chayyadam, the kitzur shulchan aruch, pasku kedivrei Rambam, then you brach achrona, because of the ein levarach. And Chayn Nakat Leikra HaMishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura also says Ein Levarach. Rakos of the Tov Lotzes Gamidei Das Agro. It's, in other words, so therefore, the Groshit is that you should make. So then,
what's the
Jewish? For Bracha Krona, whether you should make a Bar Nefashos. If you didn't have a Kiddush Diyas Revius. So the Gaon says that you should make a Bracha Achrona. And but the Rambam holds not to. So if you hold like the Ravid, at least you have to have it. I mean, you still have to have a Kedei Achilas Pras, you know, which, I don't know, you having it with the Achilles Pras, Rav?
It depends.
Like, you took a... Now, just now, how much did you drink? That was like half an ounce. Then you can have a little Zionist, and you have a little half an ounce.
How do we consider Arvidas? Between 3 to 5.3 ounces?
Yeah, and then you have to speak to Rabbi Kobri about the Rambam Shita. I was thinking about that because, you know, the Gemara says V'chalta v'zavata, Achila is base and Zavata Shtia. So it's interesting that maybe the Rambam doesn't pass it like that Gemara.
Meaning, otherwise...
Because you're saying that there was... And the Rambam Shita is that that you only have benching the rice if you also drink. Yeah. Okay, there are more. Of course, yeah.
Right, I mean, it could be even a drop.
Even a drop.
It could be the Rama holds even that time.
Yeah. Okay. Was that book you had on the table?
Yeah,
I figured you had it to show it to me, and we never got to see. Okay, different time. Yeah, I figured that. but he says, the Mishnah Berurah says it's also Tov. And Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says like the Rambam. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch used to be the classic sefer to learn halacha. When I was growing up, that's what we learned. My Rebbe, 8th grade Rebbe, Rebbe Avraham Gansvi, was a Talmud at Rebbe Elchanan Wasserman. And we did Kitzur Shulchan Aruch.
Maybe because he was
Gansvi. No. That was Gansvi.
Well,
Gansvi, not Gansvi. Yeah.
It has all the
halachas
from all over.
Yeah, it's all Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, because it's Dal Chalkei Shulchan Aruch. And Mishnah Berurah is only on Aruch Chaim. You have the Mishnah, which he says, the Mishnah Berurah says it's Tov to be choshesh for the Gra. I mean, that's probably the Gabbai Yom Kippur meaning. The Gabbai Yom Kippur meaning you should follow the Shitas HaGra. You mean, and therefore you should stop between the Shtiyas, you know, the Shir of Kedei Achilas Pras. Rav Abadi's Shita.
Oh.
No, it's a chumrah because you have to make a bigger pause. If you, in other words, if you really held like the Rambam, the Rambam sheet is that you just stop a little bit, and then you can continue the shtia. Yeah, so I was going to say that right now. Rav Abadi told me sfeik sfeiker. Rav Abadi says that for achila. Rav Abadi holds for achila and Yom Kippur. So you have the, you know, less than a kosevis every, and he's choshes, you know, the chasam sofer, the 9 minutes. But for shtia, he says 4 minutes. Why? Because shtia is a sveik sveika. Maybe, what's a sveik sveika? Is maybe, because with shtia, you have a shita that holds kedei shtia servius. So, in other words, we're not sure is Kedei Achilas Pras 9 minutes or 4 minutes. And even if it's 9 minutes, right, but who says you have to do Kedei Achilas Pras? Maybe it's only Kedei Shtiyas Revis. So you have a Svek Sveka to do, because there are Shitas that hold that it's 4 minutes, 4.5 minutes, with Marcheshes, whatever. So then Kedei Achilas Pras could be 9 or 4, 4.5. But then who says it has to be Kedei Achilas Pras? Maybe it's Kedei Shtiyas Revis. But by Achila, it's only one suffix. What is the shear of Kedei Achilas Pras? But it's definitely Kedei Achilas Pras. But by Shtiyah, you have more of a kula because there's a shita that has to be Kedei Shtiyas Revis. So that's why when we tell people they could, Rabbi says, when you tell people you can drink on Yom Kippur when it's considered a sakana, so, you know, and they're allowed to drink, so he's make of that, you know, every 4 or 4 minutes. No, because you have a sveik sveik, what is Kedei Achilas Pras? Say, is it 9 or 4? And even if it's 9, but who says that the shear is Kedei Achilas Pras? Maybe it's Kedei Shtiyas Revis. And therefore, so you have two reasons to say 4 minutes.
It's all Shemecha, though.
No, it's not Shemecha. No. No, it's not Shemecha. It's not Shemecha. It's what's the Yisod? Is it Midin that the Shears Kedei Achilas Pras? We just don't know what Kedei Achilas Pras is. Or is it there's a whole different Shear to Shtiyah? Kedei Shtiyah's Revis. And so that's not Shemecha. Because in the end, Shem Echad, it's going to be the same Maskana, but that's not called Shem Echad. Shem Echad is the cause of the Maskana is from the Shem Echad. But if it's a totally different Svara, you know, then not. So it's not Shem Echad. It's what is the Shear? What is the share of Kedei Achilas Pras, 9 or 4? And even if you want to say it's 4, what's the... what's, you know... And even if it's 9 minutes, but maybe the Shtir of Tzir for Shtia is what?
30 seconds.
Is Shtir's Revis.
So we average it's 9.9.5 divided by 2, you get 4.25.
Yeah. So that was his word. Okay, and that's the thing. Okay, so Bez Hashem on Monday will continue. So I assume people are going to be here Sunday, I guess, in general, or...
Are going to here Sunday, more sense, or... Okay, so most guys will be here Sunday. Poppers will be here.
Poppers could be here? Ferrari? Okay, you know what, I can give a... Okay, so, you know, let's say we'll have shiur. A small shiur, have to pick maybe to 11 to 12. Just have to pick up the kids from dismissal, so maybe... Or maybe I'll give one of the Shomei Ka'ona packets that, you know... So this way we can have a Shabbat shiur on Sunday. Maybe 11 to 12 or something like that.
Whatever.
You could be here, or? Okay. Yeah, so then we should have it. And those that can't be, we understand that sometimes it's different. Okay.